This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is in California to visit a section of the border wall with Mexico. Speaking at a Border Patrol office in California, the president repeated his assertion that there's a state of emergency at the border that needs a wall to protect the United States.
So as I say, and this is our new statement, the system is full. Can't take you anymore. Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration, can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry.
The White House touted the visit as the first by the president to a new wall, though the area Trump is visiting is actually a replacement for a former fence that stood in the same place. Earlier this week, the president had threatened to close the border with Mexico, but reversed course and offered Mexico a one-year grace period. Former Vice President Joe Biden is trying to use humor to defuse a controversy involving several women who say his affectionate actions made them uncomfortable. AP Sagar Meghani reports.
In his first public appearance since then, Biden hugged a union president on stage, joking he had permission. He later told reporters he's sorry he didn't understand more how his actions might have affected the women, but said he's not sorry for his intentions.
I've never been disrespectful intentionally to a man or a woman.
The joking approach did not play well with Lucy Flores, the Nevada politician who said Biden kissed her on the back of the head in 2014. She tweeted, "To make light of something as serious as consent degrades the conversation women everywhere are courageously trying to have." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. France offered a wary welcome to foreign ministers from the Group of Seven on Friday for a meeting that's overshadowed by a snub from the U.S., Brexit, and yellow vest protests in Paris. Reuters correspondent Anna Bevan reports.
The notable no-show is U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who sent a deputy instead. One diplomat there told Reuters that Pompeo was sending a message that he has, quote, better things to do. French diplomats say they've scaled back their ambitions for their hosting of the Club of Rich Countries after President Trump backed out of a joint communique at last year's summit in Canada and criticized Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This meeting's meant to set the agenda for when G7 leaders meet later in the year and ensure that they are all largely in agreement.
Anna Bevan of Reuters. WikiLeaks have released tweets saying that Ecuadorian officials were within hours to days from kicking Julian Assange out of the Ecuadorian embassy. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Assange hasn't left the embassy in almost 7 years, in the fear that if he steps off Ecuadorian diplomatic territory, he will be arrested and extradited to the US for publishing thousands of classified military and diplomatic cables through WikiLeaks. Police said in a statement there is an active warrant for Assange's arrest and that the police are obliged to execute that warrant should he leave the embassy. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said that Assange is not being held there against his will. An anonymous Ecuadorian senior official told the Associated Press that no decision had been taken to expel Assange from the embassy. Karen Chamas, London.
The U.S. economy added 196,000 jobs in March, while unemployment remained steady at 3.8%. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 196,000 jobs last month, evidence that many companies still want to hire despite signs of a slowing economy. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.8%, close to the lowest level in nearly 50 years. The numbers suggest that February's meager job growth of 33,000 was a temporary blip, and that businesses are confident the economy is on solid footing. Mike Hemp in Washington.
U.S. Africa Command says new information reveals a woman and child were killed last year in a U.S. airstrike in Somalia, the first civilian casualties acknowledged in the U.S. military's war against Islamist militants there. AFRICOM's Director of Operations, Marine Major General Greg Olson, said Friday an ongoing review uncovered the civilian deaths, which went unreported for nearly a year. Olson said that AFRICOM is working with the U.S. Embassy in Somalia on a way forward to potentially provide restitution for the family of the woman and child. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.